see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Look here, not there. The cognitive sleight of hand, or rather, sleight of mind, is the name of the game in this smoke and mirror sideshow of psychological and perceptual misdirection. There is always an agenda beneath the surface of what is being presented. The level to which human beings are manipulated cognitively and emotionally is truly unbelievable, and primarily, this is achieved through keeping the human herd in line through fear. A false narrative is continuously pushed and repeated, which is effective at keeping the vast majority in a perpetual state of mass hypnosis. A false consensus is created and maintained through various means and blindly adhered to as the free-thinking aspect of the human being appears to have become just about extinct. Gone are the days of open-minded debate as the digital age of censorship and control emerges in this game of perceptual misdirection and war on intelligence. The level to which the average human mind has been infantilized is staggering beyond belief. The cognition has been stifled so comprehensively that what is right out in the open goes unnoticed in favor of defending the illusory, overlaid, and superimposed consensus non-reality. People don't think anymore. They can barely conjure an original thought, and they've become convinced that they are well informed by mindlessly adopting the worldview that has been presented to them, and they will defend the dogmas and doctrines to the grave, never having reached the level of cognition to challenge what it is they think they know or what it is they believe. They have been trained to respond through emotional reactivity to whatever is bombarding the consciousness at any given moment. Of course, these days, it's fear of a pandemic based on faulty data and bogus computer models put forth by a corrupted professor from Imperial College who has a track record of being notoriously wrong for predicting fatalities, but this goes unnoticed because people never ask even the most basic and pertinent questions, but again, just blindly accept what they are told without question. I'm talking, of course, about Neil Ferguson, who recently resigned from his post over a sex scandal in which he violated his own lockdown mandates. He predicted in 2005 that 200 million people could die from the bird flu pandemic. Only a few hundred actually did. You see, it's always about injecting fear through the media, the political talking heads, and the massively corrupted health agencies. This corrupted professor's flawed computer models is what has placed the world in lockdown and caused economic devastation, but let's not discuss that.
Bring out your dead!
All of this and more could come to light, such as the faulty PCR tests that produce false positives, or the fact that hospitals are being incentivized with huge sums of cash to diagnose COVID-19, and even more, to place patients on ventilators and the public in their cognitive and perceptual misdirection, displaying the attention span of a retarded goldfish, simply believe whatever they are told in the moment and don't bother to ever do any investigation of their own. Anything outside of the official narrative is conspiracy theory, a term which gets parroted over and again by those who cannot look past the scripted reality and have no idea where that term even originated. Already, the experts are predicting a second wave of the outbreak that, in their massively flawed computer models, will kill millions more. But you see, the scamdemic is a cover for multiple things that are occurring. This is a financial takeover, economic war on the people, and the destruction of small businesses. It's an all-out onslaught on freedom with the inception of invasive technology designed for surveillance. It's an agenda to dehumanize with the ridiculous social distancing mandates and the orders to wear masks, which don't do a damn thing except symbolize the silencing of dissent and perhaps provide a false sense of security. People are instructed to applaud at specific times, and they respond like trained circus monkeys celebrating their own enslavement while the economy crumbles, people's livelihoods are destroyed, and we reach depression-level numbers. We are witnessing the largest transfer of wealth in history into the hands of the very few, and people in their perceptual misdirection just continue to obey, blindly following the orders of their masters. People have become so completely demoralized that they cannot tell the difference from the scripted reality and what is really occurring, and they are all too willing to simply comply and surrender their liberty for the false promises of safety and security. Their thought processes have become completely shut down, and without some authority telling them what they should think, you have to wonder if there would be any thought at all taking place in their misdirected minds. A cashless digital system is being put into place, complete with a social credit score system, tracking apps, spying drones, and everything else that goes along with an Orwellian society, and most still cannot see past their cognitive illusions to acknowledge what is right out in the open, the tyranny that stares them in the face. And since so many have absolutely no clue of history, they certainly cannot see it repeating right before their eyes. Don't bother trying to point it out to them. All you will get is a knee-jerk reaction telling you how wrong you are because what you are saying was not presented on the 6 o'clock news. Yes, it's absolutely pathetic, but this is where we are. The level of perceptual misdirection is extreme to the point that people will accept complete slavery as a viable option. They will rush to get an untested vaccine, snitch on their neighbors, obey lockdown orders, and do just what they are told, believing it's all for their own good, that the powers that be are doing all of this to protect them because they care so much. Some corrupted, bought and paid for criminal in a white lab coat could tell them that the virus causes spontaneous decapitation if you don't stand 6 feet apart, and they would believe it. And why is it that people never ask the most pertinent questions such as, who are these people telling me what to believe? What are their backgrounds? Why bother? Everyone knows if you ask even the simplest questions that you must be a conspiracy nut. Such are the Pavlovian reactions of a completely misdirected and thoroughly indoctrinated mind. If people simply took back their right to think for themselves, the lie would crumble in an instant because it is built on such a flimsy foundation of nonsense and absurdity. This is the level of perceptual and cognitive misdirection that people operate within. They swallow wholesale illusions and blindly believe them while condemning anyone who dares to think for themselves and ask questions. I suppose it's just easier to be a cognitive slave than it is to be a free-thinking and sovereign individual, and that is what will fortify the chains of tyranny.